Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, September 20th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Pfizer says its two-shot COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11. It tested a one-third dose in younger children, and it says after the second shot, those kids develop coronavirus-fighting antibody levels just as strong as teens who got the regular strength shots. Pfizer says within days it will ask the Food and Drug Administration to give its vaccine an okay for emergency use in younger kids. Now, that okay could come before the end of the year. So, if you're a kid who wants to convince your pandemically panicked parents to take you to, say, a happy but crowded place in Anaheim,
this is a ticket to Disneyland for kids.
That's Dr. Kimberly Schreiner. She's in charge of infectious disease prevention at Pasadena's Huntington Hospital. She says the Pfizer announcement that its vaccine works in younger children is very good news.
Obviously, with children back in school, there's a huge risk for further transmission. And unfortunately, we are seeing a number of children getting sicker and requiring hospitalization. So, you know, the vaccines are the best way to prevent this disease altogether. And I think that this is very welcome news.
Dr. Kimberly Schreiner at Pasadena's Huntington Hospital. She's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. Today is September 20th, the day the White House had said that COVID-19 vaccine booster shots would be widely available to all. KPCC's Carla Javier says it didn't work out that way.
President Biden's promise of boosters came with this one big caveat. He said they'd be available starting on September 20th, pending approval from the FDA and CDC's Committee of Outside Experts. It's been a month since he said that, and those approvals, well, they're not quite wrapped up yet. An FDA advisory panel on Friday shot down boosters for everyone 16 and older, though they did eventually support authorizing an additional Pfizer shot for a much smaller group, those who are 65 and older, or who are at high risk of severe COVID. As for the CDC committee, well, they haven't given their booster recommendation yet. So that means unless you're immunocompromised, don't roll up your sleeve just yet. You aren't technically eligible for a booster despite the White House's promises, though local public health departments and vaccine providers say they are ready to give you one once they get the green light. I'm Carla Javier.
One more note on Carla's story. Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, said yesterday that he expects the FDA will okay booster shots for people under 65 in a few weeks. And a final vaccination story. LA County health officials have added in-home care to the list of high-risk health jobs that require COVID-19 vaccinations by the end of September. Details now from KPCC's Jackie Fortier.
These aides help people with developmental disabilities eat, bathe, and use the bathroom. Because they are so physically close, there's a high risk of COVID transmission from an unvaccinated person.
We really hope that the state of California looks at LA County as a model.
Judy Mark is president of Disability Voices United, an advocacy group. She says the 200,000 Californians with developmental disabilities outside of LA County should also be protected.
We know there are other counties in the state that are not going to be as forward-thinking, and so we need the state now to act to protect our most vulnerable.
Health workers in California hospitals, nursing homes, and adult daycare centers must be vaccinated or file a medical or religious exemption, but so far the state hasn't included in-home health aides, even though they do the same intimate work. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
You remember the hashtag OscarsSoWhite from a few years ago? That's when the top Oscars went to white winners only. After last night's Emmy Awards show, it might be time for the hashtag EmmySoWhite. KPCC's John Horn covers arts and entertainment. Talked about the Emmys today with KPCC Morning Edition host Suzanne Watley. And John says actors of color made up 44% of the Emmy nominees.
But then when it came to the top series winners and lead performance winners, it was 100% white. All 12 of the lead and supporting acting winners were white, and it took more than a dozen awards, and I was watching my clock. It was almost 2 hours into the show before a black person won anything, and that was RuPaul, whose Drag Race series won for Best Competition Series. And let's give RuPaul some love with last night's win. RuPaul has the most Emmys ever won by a person of color.
KPCC's John Horn. The big Emmy winners last night, the royal family epic series The Crown, The Queen's Gambit, about a young woman who's a chess prodigy, and the soccer comedy Ted Lasso. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.